We are in Simen Chofei, Sif Yud Beis. We're on the last line, on page 68, plus the last line of Sif Yud Beis, starting a new halacha. Mi shemeiniach tefillin shel yad. A person put on the tefillin shel yad. Ubirach, and he made the broche, laniach tefillin. Ubetchilas ahiduk, now he was in the process of tightening the ritzua, nivsak a kesher shel yad. So I think the kesher, I think here means the loop. That means he's going to tighten the tefillin shel yad to his muscle by pulling the ritzua and through the loop. And now the loop tore. Vohutzrach. So let us just appreciate the situation. The situation was he put on the tefillin shel yad, and before the process of hiduk, which that's the kshira of the tefillin shel yad, he made the broche, and then he said, and then he started tightening it, and then the loop tore. Omnam loy hisiach daitoi. So he went and he still, you see, went and made a new loop. And which took time. So he doesn't have to make a new broche. That means he is in the process. He made a broche. He's in the process of tightening the tefillin. Now, because the loop tore, he has to make a new loop. So this is all a hemshech of the mitzvah of hanochas tefillin, so memele doesn't have to make a new broche. We'll come back to this, but let us just go further. Im hutar shel yad, koidem hanochas shel roish. Now, a different scenario. He put on the tefillin shel yad, and then it got loose. So we have the tefillin shel yad is bim kaimai, but it's not tight. It's loose. It's bim kaimai, but it's loose. Kaidem hanocha shel reish. Before he put on the shel reish, mahatkan, so he'll tighten it. Vein tzorich lachzer al avorich. He doesn't have to make a new broche. Everything will be explained soon. Avol. But what is, let's see that this is the last case. Now we have to see what the difference is in the last case and the previous cases. What is the din? A person put on the tefillin shel yad. Then he put on the tefillin shel rosh. And everything is gewaldic. He made a broche. Let us go according to the shittas hamechaber. You make one broche. He made lohaniach. And the lohaniach goes on the shel yad. On the shel rosh. Gewaldic. And then, so between you and me, he was mekayim the mitzvah ready. Va'acha kach utar shel yad. Then the shel yad became loose. So what happened now? It happened now. So since the shel yad is loose, so he's not mekayim now anymore the mitzvah kshaltam lo yisal yodecho. That means he made a brocha and anochas tefillin. He tightened both tefillin. He was mekayim the mitzvah. Then all of a sudden, whatever the reason might be, since the kesher of the shloyad got loose, so now he's not anymore being mekayim the mitzvah of tefillin shloyad. Is mahadek or mevorech? That means he had made a broche. The broche was chal. He was mekayim the mitzvah. Now it got loose again. So just like the mechaber held, if the tefillin went out of place, so that means there was a kiyum mitzvah, then the mitzvah became bottle. So you want to redo the mitzvah, you have to make a new bracha. So in this case over here, that he had tightened the shel yad, he put on the shel rosh, and everything was, the bracha was ready chal on the shel yad and the shel rosh. And later the shel yad got loose, so now he has to make a new bracha on the shel yad. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah, and perhaps we'll get a little clearer from the Mishnah Berurah. Shel yad. So the first case was he put on the tefillin shel yad, and he was tightening the shel yad, and all of a sudden the loop tore, and he doesn't have a tefillin now. That means, again, he was in the process of tightening it. So Kolzman, the bracha wasn't chal. So all these pa'ulas that he is doing to enable himself to be kosher the tefillin shel rosh is not a hefsek. I made a bracha and I wasn't going with the mitzvah yet. Lo yisiach daitoi. And he wasn't the siach dat, that means he made the broche, and now he's in the process of being mekayim the mitzvah, and it seems the Yetzer wants to shter him, he goes now, he's tightening it in the tzuetes, and he's not, I want to do the mitzvah, he wasn't the siach dat from the mitzvah. Va'afilu im soch bintayim, let's say, now he's at a loss. So he comes over to someone, do you know how to make a loop? So that's also muta. Ein hefsek b'diyavet. That is a hefsek l'tzorech the mitzvah. L'kama zimen kufsama zayin tzivot. Okay. Ein tzorech l'achzer u'levorech. He doesn't have to make a new broche. So that means even though this is a time-consuming action that he's doing, he's not going to go and make a new loop and those. The kimin leinasa adayim mitzvah sanochet. That means the bracha was lohaniach tefillin. The mitzvah lohaniach tefillin is to tighten the tefillin to the yad. Lemaisa may also be yoda. He couldn't tighten it. Nimsa leicholo adayin habroche al shom mitzvah. That means he made a broche, and he was as yet not mekayim the mitzvah. So memela, so he will continue to do the mitzvah. So now he has to make a new loop. So that's a chelek of the mitzvah. He made a broche, and now he's going. He's being oisik to do the mitzvah. Al kein chayla broche al hanoche shniyah. So the broche is chal, that means, let us just say a very poshut moshul, let's say a person makes a broche lishmoya kel shofar, and he has to blow a tkiyah. No, a tkiyah is a shira, and he's blowing 50 koilas still, and he's never got a tkiyah yet. But it's not cool that this is a hefsek, because he made a broche, and he's trying to blow a tkiyah till the tkiyah will come out. It's irrelevant, but there's no hefsek between the broche and the tkiyah, because he's now in the process of blowing a tkiyah, and he wasn't successful as yet. So the same thing over here. He made the bracha laniach tefillin. Laniach tefillin means to tighten, to tighten the tefillin to his hand. So now with Torah, so he has to make over the ritzuah. So, but this is not called the hefsek to the bracha. Whatever he's doing now is an action to enable him to laniach tefillin. He made the broche, and now he's being oisik and the anochas tefillin. So, no problem. U'mizeh yesh lumay, the bigger chiddush. B'mi sheyesh b'yodai tefillin b'li kesha. He has tefillin without a kesha. No ritzuas at all. He has to put in ritzuas. U'birach, he made the broche, v'osa kesha, v'iniach. Then he made a kesher. He put in the ritzuah, v'iniach. So, l'chatchila, he should not have done such a thing, because we had learned already, kol ha-mitzvahs mevorech aleihem oiver la-siyosan, right before the mitzvah, not oiver d'oiver. That means one should make sure that the bracha should be as close as possible to the kiyum ha-mitzvah. So he did a wrong thing by making the bracha, and now he's going to put the ritzua into the tefillin. It's wrong. But al koponim, if lemaisa will put in the ritzua, so lemaisa the bracha is chal. That means there was no hefsik between the bracha and the hanocha, even though in order to be mekayem the mitzvah to put in the ritzua. Yeah. Was the Kesher? Nichvdiem et Shapoi lo habroche shoso. Tasi es a Kesher ein hefsek. Now, umashme midivrei a Shulchan Aruch. Now let's be medayik the lotion of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch said like this: Mishe minir tefillin shel yad. He put on the tefillin. Ubetchilas a hiduk, and before he was successful to make a hiduk, he started tightening it. Nipsa ka kesher shel yad. So, vuhutzrach lasis kesher acha. Eini tzorich lasir olavore. So that's what the Machaber says. That means he made a bochel, and yichtun, he's tightening, oops, it is. So he makes a new kesher, no problem. But what would be, let's be Elah, what would be if he tightened it, so theoretically, he was ready to become the mitzvah and the chasilim. And then, after he tightened it, it tore. So it would seem from the mechaber, I have to make a new bracha. Why? So the pashtus of the mechaber is because the whole reason we said you don't have to make a new bracha is because you made the broche, you weren't mekayim the mitzvah yet. So the broche is still floating. I made a broche, and I'm now in the process of doing the mitzvah. So, kol zman, you didn't do the mitzvah, so the broche wasn't chal on anything yet. So you put in a new ritzua, then it's good. But it would seem, if he had made the hiddik already, so he made it, now it's tight. He was mekayim the mitzvah already. And now it tore. So the bracha was chal, and now all of a sudden it became, now you can't be yotze the mitzvah anymore. So we're seeing from the mechaber, now you can do the same thing if there was a hiddik already, and you're going to put in a ritzua, now you have to make a new bracha, because the bracha was chal. I made a bracha, the bracha was chal, I was mekayim the mitzvah, so memela, you have to make a new bracha. Mashma v'divrei ha-shulchan aruch. Dim la'acha shehidik ha-tfilin. Al hazroi ha-nifsak ha-kesha. Tzarech la'asur ha-borech. Dekvar nigmar ma'isa ha-mitzvah. I made the bracha. I was mekayim the mitzvah. Now, all of a sudden, the mitzvah became bottled because now the ritzua tore. So now you mekayim the mitzvah. Now you have to make a new bracha. Va'avolo kinish p'tu mimkoyimam d'tzorech l'borech shemachzir ha'mulchanah. We learned before that if a person put on tefillin and later the tefillin went off the mokim, so the mechabos, you make a new bracha because you made the bracha, you mekayim the mitzvah. Now you lost the mitzvah, so when you put it back again, you have to make a new bracha. That is the shitas amechaber. Va'achroinim cholku al zeh. The achroinim disagree with the mechaber. Ve'kosvu, and they hold the kivin de birchas loniach shebirech koydem anoche shol yad koygam al tfilin shol rosh. That means the shitas amechaber, them is according to everyone. The lohaniach goes on the tefillin shel yad and goes on the tefillin shel rosh also. This is a broche on both. According to the mechaber, you only make one broche lohaniach. Afilu, according to the Ramah, that you make a second broche, but he also agrees that the lohaniach goes on the shel rosh. And afterwards, but since you're goyim of the mitzvah, you make a second bracha on mitzvah still. But al kaponim, the loniach is going on the shorosh. So now, let us think for 1 minute. If a person put on the tefillin, he tightened it, so the loniach was chal, there was anoch over here. But wait a minute, I'm not finished with my anoche. I still have to put on the shalosh. That means just like you can understand, if the ritzua tore before I made the hiddik, so you tell me it's no problem, I made a broche, and I'm in the middle of doing the mitzvah on which the broche is supposed to be chal, so kozman, I'm not going of the mitzvah, it's not called the hemsik. I made a broch, and I'm in the middle now of doing the mitzvah, which I made a broch on. So the achayim ask on shuldik, the lohaniach is going on both tefillin. Lohaniach goes on the shalosh also. So afilu the ritzua tor after, afilu the ritzua tor after he made the lohaniach and the ritzua tor, but he didn't put on the shalosh yet, so he's still in the process of hanochas tefillin. The lohaniach goes on both hanochas tefillin. She had the tefillin shalosh. So Mamela Filler with Tor later, Kozman, I was not Mahadik the Tvilin Shalosh, I'm still in the process of Hanochasun. There's a mitzvah to be Minir Tulun al Yad Shalosh. So I'm still in the middle. So why do they have to make a new broche? That's what the Achoinim hold. Not like the Mechabah. The Achoinim Cholk was the Kosvu, the Kivin, the Birchas Loniach, Shebeirach. Koydem anocha shel yad koi al tvilin shalosh, koi gam al tvilin shalosh. The broche is also going on the tvilin shalosh. Kedi yisalel, v'imkein kozman shleiniach tvilin shalosh, so kozman I did not tighten the tvilin shalosh, adayin osik b'mitzvah ha-shayach moise broche. I'm in the process of doing the mitzvah that I made the bracha on. The bracha was made on two anoches, on the tefillin sheyad and the tefillin shalosh. So memele, so filu, the sheyad was taken care of, it was a very mehudik, but I'm still in the mitzvah anoches. So if something tore along the line before I made a gemar anoch on the shalosh, there's no hemsik yet. I'm still in the process of making a proper anoche. ולא נגמר עדיין המצווה שבערך עולם עד שניח גם של ראש. על כן, so therefore the אחרונים hold. Now let's look at the second halacha which we learned. ואם הותר של יד, the second halacha was, he put on the של יד, and it got loose. He put it on, it was tight, and it got loose. קודם הנוכה של ראש. So מהתקם ביצורך להחזר ולבורך. So the Mechaber said, if it got loose, before you put on the shalosh, so here the Mechaber says this word. I'm in the middle of putting on the tefillin. I put on the shalyad. It got loose, but I didn't put on the shalosh yet. So Memele, so since I'm in the middle of the process of Hanochas tefillin, so Memele, so I fix the shalyad now, and then I'll go to the shalosh. And I don't have to make a new broch on the shalyad. The Mechab himself said this morning, Imutar shalyad koinam anocha shalosh, mahatkon, you know you tighten it, v'insoich l'arzor levoyer. Avol minir shalosh, but if everything was good, v'achakachot the shalyad, so that means I made the broche, I was mekayim the mitzvah, so finished, so the broche was chal, I was mekayim the mitzvah, and later the shalyad got loose, So Shadis, I made a broch on the mitzvah, and then the mitzvah became bottle, is mahadik and mevorech. So the achrayim say, so just like the mechaber held, if it got loose, after he put on the shalyad, before he put on the shalosh, it's considered he's still in the process of anochas tefillin, and he doesn't have to make a new broche. So who had been, if it tore, so the same thing. But Kozman, he didn't put on the shalosh, so he's still in the process of anochas tefillin. That's what the achrayim hold. Yeah. Okay. K'moy b'utar hakesher shel yad. Koydem hanocha shalosh. When he put on the when it got loose, the kesher she had paid him enough shoyish, posek a shulchan oz ben yitzorich lavzer lebois, who had in nami in nisak a kesher gam ken yitzorich lavzer lebois. Fine. So, the emerson we have to understand what's the soul of the mechaber. I mean, the mechaber is very difficult to understand. I think that the Sahaim brings down from the oilest Talmud that the mechaber held as follows. If it got loose, but it's speaking about that it's still bim koimoi. So it's not called, I lost the mitzvah yet. I have to be misaken it. I have to tighten it. So then we can consider I'm still in the process of doing the mitzvah. And then I can say the broche, I can still use the broche that I had made l'chatchila and the shal yad and the shal rosh. But if it tore, so the tefillin, I lost the tefillin already. The tefillin are not anymore bim kaima. So that's called the mitzvah ended. And now you want to put it on again, you have to make a new broche. אם נפסק הקשר של ראש או של יד לאחר שכבר הניח של ראש והתקוק. But if he put on the של יד, in the של ראש, everything is good, the bracha was done, and then something gets wrong, the של יד gets loose, צריך לעשות לבור את. Now, אם אין שום מי שידע לסק אין הקשר, והוא צריך לקחת צילם אחר. I mean, we have to see this predicament, this person. He's tightening it, and then all of a sudden it tears, and he goes to 20 people, you know, to make a kesher. Everything is mutter, it's a hefsekler. No one knows. So what I do now? So someone says, no, okay, I'll give you my tzul. I mean, no one knows how to make a new kesher. I'll give you my tzul. Fine. Come on, they don't say fine. He takes the tzul. So I'll upon him, but here the halach is you have to make a new bracha. Why? Because the bracha was said on these tefillin, not on the new tefillin. And they bring down a dugme, what is the din if a person wanted to eat one apple? He wanted to eat an apple, that's it, the doctor told one apple. Good, an apple a day, but that's it, not more than one. Fine. He said, made a bracha, peire, priya, eitz, and all of a sudden it slipped out of his hand and somehow it's not edible anymore. And fine. So it made a very priate. So now there's another apple in front of him, but he never had kavone on the second apple. The doctor told him, one apple a day, that's it. So but now so now the second apple will be the apple a day, but he has to make a new broche. Why? Because when he made the first broche, it was on this apple. So, and this apple is not edible anymore. So a new apple is mechayev a new broch. If you didn't eat a lot of apples to finish. So the broch, l'chatchila, was made on all the apples. But if you didn't have any kavanah on the second apple, so maybe you're making the broch. So the same thing is like this. If you made a broch, and this, the tefillin, the broch was on the tefillin. So if I made the broch on these tefillin, and then later I need an urit to it, but the tefillin is the tefillin, so the broch I made is on these tefillin, we have to make an urit to it. No problem, because the broch is still, is hovering and floating. That means I made a broch, and I'm going to now fix the tefillin, so I can use the broch on these tefillin. But the minute he found out that he has to use different tefillin, so the bracha was never made on this different film. It was made on these films, so we have to make a new bracha. For the kachasul nachem b'chol gav nitzorich lansu l'voich. Fine. Utar akesher. What? Now, Machabe says, what if the it got loose? V'hu adin im nishmetu mimkaimo, or went out of place. Now, Al Kaponim, the Stachsimus, Amurid, the Kechidish, that perhaps not everyone knows. The mitzvah of Anochas Tfilin is Upsharto. Sharto means you have to tie it, you have to tighten it. If a person, he doesn't like any pressure whatsoever, who had in the Tfilin, the Shabbat Pesach, he makes it loose, but it's on the place. He makes it loose, and it doesn't move the place, but it's not tight. And Shildik. You're not, you weren't the kind of mitzvah pshalta. That's the din, kutara kesher. Second case, I went out of place. So the first case is he has, the kesher got loose. He has no problem with this. The sleeve is holding it, whatever it is. But there's a big problem. You're not mekayim the mitzvah. That's that we see from over here. The mitzvah is to tighten it. But this was after the shorosh was put on already. And now you go back to the shorosh. Now, there's a Mordek Shloah Kodesh which disagrees with the Machaba. The Shloah Kodesh holds, which is Mordek Negeya. That means the halacha is that the halacha is as follows. Well, let's speak two cases. Case number one, the Shitas HaMechaber. The Shitas HaMechaber is that, let's say, I made a broche on the Shalroish, right? Let's not talk about film, talk about tzitzis, and then we'll come back to two. I made a broche on the talus. I made a broche on the shatter for tzitzis, fine. So the din is, okay, so the broche was chal on the itos. Now, the Mechaba holds, what happens if I took it off with an intent to put it back on in 5 minutes, the Mechaba says, you took it off. So, this pa'ula was mafsik the levisha. That means you ended this, you made a broch on the levisha, you took off the talus, so it's finished. I have kavona, I'm going to put it back on again, no problem. But al kaponim, the mitzvah was, the mitzvah ended already. You put on a talis, and you will climb the mitzvah. Now you took it off with the best intentions, but the mitzvah ended. That's the Shitas HaMechaba. The Gemara holds, since I had an intent to put it back down again, so it's not called Kilo, I took it off. It's still up. Fine. But let's go to the Shitas HaMechaba. The Chaba says, the minute you take it off, it's off. So the Magen Avraham says, Amor de Kechidish. But when I put it on the first time, if I have kavonet, when I made the broche, that I know I'll have to take it off and I'll put it back on again. So the broche I'm making now is for the second levisha also. I know there'll be a second levisha, and I'm making a broche now for the second levisha on this talus. Making a broche on this talus, I'm going to wear this talus now 5 minutes, and then I'm going to take it off and put it back in another 5 minutes. But I have kavona now for the second levisha. So then the Magen Avraham says, Amir de Kechidish, then you don't have to make a new broche. Because, So the question is, that is a problem. Let's not go into that. But if there's no hefsek hazman that made a hesach hadas, so memela, so what do you say? And you're right. I ended the mitzvah. You're 100% right. But I made the broch on the second levisha. So memela. So the Magen Avraham says then it's going to fill according to the Mechaber. Now, there's a mila de kishloah kodesh. So let's talk about our case. Our case, when a person puts on tefillin, it is very ruggle. It's very, this happens, that the tefillin go out of place. The tefillin go out of place. The tefillin shalosh, or the tefillin shalosh, could also go out of place. Now, the Mechaber paskin before, if they went out of place, and the Gemara was also masking to this. I didn't take it off. It went out of place, and so now the mitzvah ended. The Gemara only says, if I took it off with an intent to put it back on, so it's called my intent, but I took it off. It went out of place. I was shuffling, and the tefillin went out of place. So now the mitzvah ended. So the Mechaber, Roiv of the tefillin out of place. So then according to everyone, You have to make a new bracha. The mitzvah ended. So what? Yeah, you should be kavana. Yeah. So then the mitzvah ended. You have to make a new bracha. Zok the shloa kodesh. But when a person is davening, so let's give him a questionnaire before the davening. Rabbi, what's going to be? Is your tefillin going to go out of place in the middle of davening? He says, and how? 10 times it's going to go. That's enough. So, and I want to wear the tefillin by davening. That's my intel. When I made the bracha, I knew this all along, that I'm making the bracha, and I'm knowing that I'll have to adjust the tefillin 10 times in the middle of davening. So it's considered that the bracha was made then for all 10 times when they put it back into place. That's the Shita Sashlo. Mechaba doesn't say like that. Abba Kapanam, the Shlo says this. Zot the Mishnah Berura. Yeah, the Mishnah Berura. Ulefi ma shekasanu leil b'shem ha-shlo, en levoichem huter ha-tfilin bizman ha-tfilin b'chol gavni, because bizman ha-tfilin, he has an intent to adjust it keseder, so it's called the bracha was made on this. Let us go a little further. Mutter levoich ha-tfilin shulin v'loi agzulim. If I borrow tfilin, there's no din lochem by tfilin. So memele, if I borrow tfilin, I can make a bracha v'loi agzulim. Let's see the mishibur. Shulin, v'afilu b'shoyil shaloi mitas mutter, v'afilu I didn't ask permission. The neichel alin yishum evad mitzvah v'mamoin, I can assume yizich ha-maskim. Rak shei kaplen kevarishoin evle yitzim v'mokim arishin. May betalo sler besim in yudalo da'in shom. So you have to really know if he's take nichelay. That means, let's say if my head does not stim with his head, and I'm going to make the kesher to fit my head, and later I'll leave over the tefillin and let him take care of his head. I don't know what his head is, so that sichud is no loy nichelay linish. I'm not asking you to take my tefillin and make it bigger, and then I'm going to have a problem the next day. Abba Kaponim, we're speaking about that Abba Kaponim, he had nothing what to do, and he's going to get back the tefillin the same way that he left them there, so there's nichelay linish. So then, shol is mutter. Gzulim, but what if he stole tefillin? That le mitzvah bo baveda. So that means when I'm putting on his tefillin, I'm doing an aveda. So it's a mitzvah that came about through an aveda. V'afilu acha yish, afilu the bailam was miyayish already. So memela, but the din is yish leikone. So that means it still doesn't belong to the gazlan. So if it doesn't belong to the gazlan, so every shimush with the tefillin, every usage of the tefillin, he's doing an aveda. He's stealing. He's using Yanim's thing. So it's a mitzvah baba verin yinad yoytze. But the little bit of the like him, it's a skill. Ach, imocha ha-tefillin la'acha yish la'acha. What if he sold it to some? Yena was miyayish. Now he sells it. Das ha-mogin avon betama im tas ha-maksva ha-shekel. Leil b'simin yudal, yuchal ha-shein yilavorach. Now, the second one did not do an aveda. I mean, the minute he gets it, it belongs to him. So now when I'm putting it on, I'm putting on my tefillin, I'm carrying it with yish v'shin yirushus, so I can make a brocha also. The l'idei have yish v'shin yirushus. Ochein ha-taz v'agro b'simin zekos v'behedye. The b'chol gavnei also l'vorach, you can't make a brocha. That means even though you mekayim the mitzvah, but you can't make a broche. After when you lost this, but mash medim ragor the yoytzibem, ach linyan a broche also mikalmokim, mishum beitzei a berech. They daily kichos a yotza a gzeile mershus a bailam. That means like this, that this is a very interesting concept. Yush vishini rishus means as follows. The halacha is, if you have three people, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven stole Levi's tefillin. And Levi is Meyayish. So the din is, it belongs to Levi. It doesn't belong to Reuven. Yish Leikon. Now Reuven goes and gives it to Shimon. So that's called, so Shimon took it. Shimon never stole anything. And now he got the tefillin after Yish, but this is a different Rishus. It's not the Rishus of the Gazlan. A different rishus. So the loch is, it belongs to Shimon. Now it belongs to Shimon. So before anything, the minute Shimon has it in his hand, it belongs to him. Some of Melis of the Magna Avraham also it's mine, but he finished what happened before his past history. I didn't do any of it. So Mamela, I can put it on, I can make a bracha. The other sold a bracha you can't make. Because the halacha is, the din is, what if a gazlan stole chitim, he stole kernels of wheat, and he made a shinei maisei made from the wheat flour. And then from the flour he made a dough, and then he baked it. He made a whole bunch of shinuyim, and shinui is koin. So it's his. The flour is his already, and the dough is his already, and the challah is already. Everything is his. If he makes a bracha, there's a din, beitzeye beirech niyet Hashem. A gazlun who makes a bracha, I saw, it's mine, yeah, yeah. But to make a bracha on this, that's a niyut. You don't make a bracha on such things. Even though it's yours now, but I have to make a bracha, isn't it? So now this Shimon, through this Shimon, Levi lost his tefillin. That means Kozman Shimon didn't take the tefillin, it still belonged to Levi, because Yish is not kainer. Through that Shimon took the tefillin, that took it out of the bailus of Levi. So he is a dingaz. Yeah, it's good. It's not like al kaponim to make a bracha on that. So the guy knows he can make a bracha. Ach mishalach kach meyasheni yaseh. But if you only have a Yehuda that will take it from Shimon, neither the Yochel Avos came to the Messiah to Yaseh. I am sure.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.